T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cause nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Wednesday morning, 72 degrees. Today, the Federal Reserve is likely to announce it will be slashing interest rates again.
The central bank is widely expected to cut interest rates by a quarter percentage point to a range of 1.75% to 2% at the conclusion of its two-day meeting this afternoon. This would be the Fed's second rate cut since its last meeting on July the 31st, as they look to keep the longest economic expansion on record going into a 12th year while trying to protect the economy from a global slowdown and the effects of the U.S.-China trade war. It's unlikely that the Fed will signal plans for a series of future rate cuts, rather making policy decisions one meeting at a time. Hilary Barsky, Fox News.
Police in Garden City say a 31-year-old suspect is facing a possible first-degree murder charge after a restaurant owner was killed. Marcus Rohde was arrested in the death of 69-year-old Ernie Ortiz. Officers found Ortiz yesterday lying in the parking lot of the El Conquistador restaurant in Garden City. He'd been shot several times and later died at a hospital. The shooting could be linked to an attempted robbery. Kansas Department of Corrections records show that Rohde is on parole for drug and criminal damage convictions in Sedgwick and Finney counties.
A man accused of being in a police chase in which shots were fired made his first appearance Tuesday in Sedgwick County District Court. James Stanford is charged with numerous crimes, including aggravated assault of a police officer and aggravated battery. Stanford was driving a stolen Jeep when officers attempted to pull him over. He took off, narrowly missing an officer. He ended up crashing the Jeep before being arrested.
Wichita and Sedgwick County Crime Stoppers launched a campaign last week trying to catch 15 wanted felons with outstanding warrants.
So far, 3 people have been arrested from that list. Police Officer Kevin Wheeler says they have partnered with the Wichita Police Department and the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office, as well as the Kansas Department of Corrections, to focus on their arrests.
Everyone on that list was identified by the agencies collectively as persons with warrants stemming from either felony offenses as well as parole violations from violent crime convictions. And so what Crime Stoppers did was raise the minimum cash reward to $500 for tips that lead to the arrest of those listed on this warrant project.
Photos of the wanted felons can be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. If you have any information about any of these suspects, you're asked to call 316-267-2111, submit an online tip, or download the free mobile tip app. Remember, your anonymous tip makes you eligible for a minimum cash reward of $500 and a possible maximum reward of up to $2,500. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
This week is Child Passenger Safety Week. Sherry Sage with Safe Kids Kansas reminds parents that car seats and boosters are one of the best ways to keep your child safe.
It's a graduation from the rear-facing to a forward-facing with a harness into a booster seat that allows for the adult seatbelt to fit the child properly and keep them safe, and then into that adult seatbelt. So we want to see that progression and that the kids are restrained appropriately.
Sage says it's also important to set an example as a driver for your passengers regardless of age.
A blistering new report says medical data for millions of Americans is not protected online, and anyone with basic computer skills can access it.
Health records for about 5 million Americans and millions of more people around the world can be seen by just about anyone. That's the word from ProPublica. The investigative media group says getting to that data can be as easy as using free software programs or even a standard web browser. The news outlet found 187 computer servers in the U.S. that were unprotected by basic security measures. These systems used in doctors' offices, medical imaging centers, and mobile X-ray services. The data apparently includes dates of birth for patients, the names of their doctors, and what kind of procedures they've had. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A North Carolina high school cheerleading team is on probation for posing with a pro-Trump sign.
A group of cheerleaders at North Carolina's North Stanley High School photographed holding up a President Trump re-election banner at a football game where attendees were encouraged to dress patriotically. The image going viral, prompting the North Carolina High School Athletic Association to reprimand the squad. While the organization has yet to define the terms of the probation, critics are speaking out against the move, saying it hinders free speech. In a statement, the Stanley County School Board says it respects the rights of its students, staff, and visitors to express their opinions in a respectful manner on their own time. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The trend of warm weather is going to continue for us to start the morning, then heating up again this afternoon. Temperatures in the upper 80s at noontime, 92 for the high. Clear and 71 tonight. Tomorrow, breezy and 88. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy. We have a south wind at 7 miles per hour and 72 degrees. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and police have arrested a second suspect in the unusual case involving the theft of a golden toilet from Winston Churchill's birthplace. Thames Valley police say a 36-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of conspiracy to burgle and has been released pending investigation. Two suspects have not been charged or identified. The police investigation over the Saturday morning theft at Blenheim Palace is ongoing. The toilet is a work of art valued at £1 million. That's about $1.25 million. Mm-hmm. The artist intended the golden toilet to be a pointed satire about excessive wealth. Apparently, the story we had earlier, a couple days ago, this toilet was hooked up to the plumbing in the palace and was being used. People were being allowed to go in there and use this thing just so they could, I guess, say that, hey, I went to the golden toilet.
Yeah, you know.
So then it
the
disappeared.
Ultimate throne.
And all the plumbing is all boogered up in the palace and all that because it was attached. Somebody lifted it out of there. Well, they got two guys that
somebody has to go down to Lowe's and get a brush to
go to
clean it up.
Lowe's in London and get something clean all that up. 7:36, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and today is National Cheeseburger Day. There are many theories as to the beginning of the cheeseburger dating back to the 1920s. One story suggests that Lionel Sternberger is reputed to have invented the cheeseburger in 1926 while working at his father's Pasadena, California sandwich shop.
Bless his heart.
The Right Spot was the name of this place. And during an experiment, he dropped a slice of American cheese on a sizzling hamburger, and the rest is history.
Boy, that's a great idea.
So, brings us to the topic this morning. Ted, best place to get a cheeseburger in town.
Let's have a top two.
You have a top two? All right.
Charcoal Grill, 29th in Arkansas, number one.
Okay.
Very closely followed by Ty's Diner.
Ty's Diner. Ty's has an excellent
Those are my top two, without a doubt.
I chime in with the Oasis out on the west side and say that's one of my favorites. Got to recognize my friends the Kragers and the Fizz.
Love Fizz.
You know, the Fizz also has these terrific French fries. Yeah. And we're talking about, and we're thinking, I did something on my personal Facebook about this, and people are chiming in. Places where you could get cheeseburgers over the years here in Wichita. Now, you grew up over in the College Hill area. Was there a place over there that was a favorite spot? You probably always had prime rib and lobster for supper.
Right.
Okay. No, not really.
I mean, now there's Dempsey's.
Yeah.
Dog and Shake. I mean,
yeah,
Dog and Shake. Dog and Shake at Bluff and Kellogg and places like that.
On the west side, we had Calvin's, which was not far from our school at West High. Mm-hmm. It was at Harry and Seneca. They had a very tiny place, okay? You had to take it out because half of this tiny place had a big cooler on the side, and they had a collection of used books on top of that. Paperbacks. So you can buy a book, too, and go read a like Mike Hammer.
Calvin's is still in that area.
Calvin's is down south a little further, but this was just the place is not as big as this studio.
It's teeny.
Yeah, it was tiny. And, of course, when I go to that, I see the all-time, to me, the take-home burger that used to be west of LD Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Now, there was a burger. Now, they give it to you in a brown paper bag. And I always say, by the time you got into your car, it was saturated with grease.
That is correct.
Yeah. So, National Cheeseburger Day. I'm kind of in the mood maybe later on to have one of those. What do you put on your, Ted? You're a Nasher. You don't put anything on, right?
Cheese only.
Cheese only. Jad, what do you put on your cheeseburger?
I used to be like that, but I've gotten kind of weird in my taste on cheeseburgers. At Calvin's, they've got one with chorizo on it that I really enjoy. Yeah,
A little too exotic for me. I like the just a mustard, pickle, and onion on mine. That's all I need. Now, when I was growing up, there was a place in have you ever been to Sammy Lane Resort in Branson, Missouri?
No.
A lot of people have. And right there on the Taneycomo, where Branson is now, This was the place. It had these cabins we stayed in every summer. At a giant swimming pool, and across the street for a few years, they had a place where you could get hamburgers $6 for $1. And they were good.
That's called White Castle.
Yeah. So that's just a place I'm thinking about growing up. National Cheeseburger Day. Knock yourself
out. There's a lot of good ones out there.
A lot of good ones. 7:40 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Hey, keep it here for editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. He's going to talk about a new nursing education partnership. Bill Roy on the way with the Wichita Business Journal.
Of course,
here
we didn't even mention New Way or Freddy's.
Yeah, kind of, yeah, and Freddy's. Yeah, Freddy's, a steak burger. Yeah, New Way. Yeah. There's so many good places.
Griff's back in the day.
Griff's. All right, 7:40 now, Steve and Ted and Bill Roy coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.